systems are a go.
Confirming all systems are a go. Launching the podcast.
3, 2, 1.
This is Hello from Mars.
Hey friends, welcome back to a brand new episode of Hello from Mars, or maybe as I should say, this is a very special, this needs serious music, this is a very special episode of Hello from Mars, as we navigate the nostalgia of the 90s and early 2000s, with special guest appearances by Danny Tan, no I'm kidding, but you remember back in the 90s they'd have like, oh it's a very special episode, they'd like battle these serious topics where it's like, oh pot is bad for you, and now we know that it's really not, but that being said, Bill is going to be back in the studio. We are going to talk all about that kind of stuff, including some of the stuff that we absolutely love from our childhoods, because let's face it, the two of us, I mean, once we love something, we don't give it up. No, it's, I mean, that's with us for life. So he'll be in here in a moment, but let's go ahead and get into Tops and Pop this week.
Tops in Pop!
All the J-Lo drama. I mean, that spark is lit and on fire with Ben Affleck right now. Do we call them Bennifer again? Bennifer 2.0? I like the Twitter suggestion of Genjamin. Like, I'm all for that. So, I don't know. We'll see. But, that's definitely on fire. You've got her hanging out with her other ex, her ex-husband, Mark Anthony. They were spotted at dinner. But, I mean, that happens. They have kids. And they're very amicable about all of that. And then Diddy. Oh, Diddy with the shade. I don't know if he just, you know, because he dated J-Lo back in, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. I think he's trying to take another walk around the block, you know, Jenny from the block. I think he's trying to go back around again, but I don't think she's interested, bro. So Timbaland can have his eyes wide in those comments, but I don't think that's a thing. Also, lots of drama with the Ellen DeGeneres show. You know, she has obviously said that next season is going to be the final season, and then that's it. And then it was like, well, who's going to take her time slot? And I mean, let's be serious. It's going to be somebody who probably already has a show. Right? And maybe that's doing very well for themselves. Kelly Clarkson seemed like the biggest shoes to fill, Ellen's spot. So doesn't seem shocking to me. Seems a little shocking to Twitter, though, I guess. They were just assuming that it was going to be like Tiffany Haddish or another comedian or whatever. It's like, but they don't have shows. Like, don't you know how any of this works? Like, you don't just throw somebody in a primetime slot and be like, here, figure it out. Like, you put them in like a starter spot, like where Kelly Clarkson has been, see if it's going to be successful, then we go from there, you know? Like, you don't just, that's not how any of this works. But whatever, to each their own. So go ahead, be mad, Twitter. And then this is just, oh my God, this just makes me so happy. Because obviously wearing a Britney shirt for those who are watching on YouTube, but her and Selena Gomez, they had like a connection moment on Instagram over the weekend because Selena actually shared a video. I mean, she's like 6 years old in this video too. It's so cute. And she's singing a Britney Spears song. It's called Don't Go Knocking on My Door, which, you know, I'll play a clip of it for you. It's just so cute. But Britney saw it. Britney commented on it, saying it's the most adorable thing she's ever seen. And I'm pretty sure, you know, Selena was a fan initially, obviously. Britney now a Selena fan. Like, we just watched that happen. Is that not the coolest? I love it. So let's get into all this 90s nostalgia, shall we? Since we're already on a Britney Spears, Oops, I Did It Again album route. And might as well just head right to the late 90s and early 2000s. And let's get Bill back in the studio. I feel like you and I are very nostalgic people, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Like, we absolutely love what we love. And we've loved it for a very long time. And if we love it now, we're going to love it 20 years from now. Yep. And so on and so forth. So there's just been a lot of like 90s, like late 90s, early 2000 things happening lately. And I just felt like you're the perfect person to talk to about this stuff.
Well, yeah, as a child, like a baby of the 80s and a child of the 90s,
yeah.
I'm a certifiable expert
on
these things.
And
samesies. I was actually just, I was, okay, if I may for a second,
yes.
There was a PSA during an episode of Pokemon in 1999 that I've been searching
for. They don't
for
do nearly
for
enough of those anymore.
Over 20 years
this
now.
This is a very special episode.
It's, so it was a black and white kind of animation, and I want to say it was narrated by John Cleese, and it was was like, if you look inside the mind of a pothead, you may not find anything at all. And then he, like, climbs in the guy's head, and it's like an empty tin can. And then he goes, or maybe you would. Look, a corn puff! And he holds up a Cheeto. And I have not been able to find that anywhere on the internet, but what I'm trying to say is I was scouring YouTube the other day watching a bunch of 90s commercials trying to find this PSA, thinking that I had a lead, and I didn't. I failed. It's... Other people have posted about it on the internet. Other people were looking for it, not just
me.
So
it's there.
So it exists. It's not just some kind of Mandela effect thing.
What you're saying is you're not a stoner who just made that shit up.
No, I didn't. Okay. No. And I definitely wasn't when I was 12 years old either.
Hey, I wouldn't knock you if you were, okay?
Thank you. Sometimes, this is America.
Because you know what? We've come to the realization that pot really isn't all that bad, and it's really just calming people down. That's what it's doing. And maybe making them hungry.
It stinks.
And feeling better when they've got medical issues.
I want to play devil's advocate here and say I hate weed. It stinks.
It's okay.
It smells bad. You want to talk about bad smells?
It stinks.
That's one of the most horrendous smells, in my opinion.
It smells like a
skunk. You want to have your weed gummies, or your weed brownies, or your weed cereal. I don't care. I don't care if you're just trying to mellow out and get high, whatever. But stop smoking that stuff in my face! And now that it's legal here, I can't get away from it. Everywhere smells like weed. There's got to be a more efficient method of delivering that THC to your system than smoking it!
Do you remember the last episode where we were talking about the fact that you like to complain about things?
Yeah!
There it is.
Yeah, well, what? I'll never stop.
No.
I'll never stop. And that's why you'll never see me doing a weed.
Doing a
because
weed.
Because it would mellow me out, and I wouldn't be able to complain.
I feel like that in itself is a meme. I'm never doing a weed.
Never doing a weed. Put it, freeze frame. Never doing a weed.
Oh my god.
Text
so
in the box.
I know recently you were telling me that you just watched Shrek because you knew the 20th, you knew the 20th anniversary was coming up, and you know what? I can't believe it's been 20 years.
I can't either. I remember sitting in the food court at Crossgates Mall, like I think Wendy's had their kids' meal toys for Shrek. And I was like, that movie looks really stupid.
And it's so good though.
It is. It's genuinely a really good movie.
It is.
I don't know why for so long I thought it was dumb, and I think I avoided watching it for a long time because I thought that looks stupid.
I actually feel like it's a really good series. Like, there's like four of them. They're all actually pretty good.
I've only seen the first two.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the second one when it came out, and I was like, yeah, that's good. But then I was like, wow, this is, not only is it good, but it holds up. Like, it's really, like, genuinely really good movie.
Can I tell you how good it is? Because my mom still brings up this story. This is how good it is.
How good is it?
Yeah, thank you for asking, Bill. So when I was, I don't know, however old when that movie came out, I was obviously still living at my parents' house because I think I was probably in high school. And basically, like, my mom came down to watch the DVD with me. And she was making dinner, and she was supposed to go back upstairs to check on whatever. And she forgot. And she burned the baby back ribs we were supposed to have for dinner. And so she brings that up every so often. She's like, Shrek is such a good movie.
She was Shrek is so good, I burned the baby back ribs.
She was loving Donkey. She was like, one is the loneliest number. She was getting a kick out of it. And all of a sudden we're like, what's that smell? Something burning? She's like, oh crap! And she runs flying back up the stairs. And can I tell you, this is how Nana is too. So Nana was over for dinner that night. And Nana will never ever tell my mom that she's made something awful. So Nana will still say, I don't know, I liked those ribs. They were burnt to a crisp.
What is it, in Christmas Vacation where Cousin Eddie is like, he's like chewing on the turkey. What does he say? I can't remember.
I don't know.
This is going to bother me now. Give me something else to complain about.
Okay. Fact,
I'm going to look it up later. But I'm like,
well, I also know that you were recently in Salem because you checked out the locations of Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, that was, and I hadn't seen that before. Before I went there, we watched it that morning that we went to Salem, but yeah.
Did you see that they're coming out with a second one?
Yep, that was, what was that, announced yesterday or 2 days ago?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, sorry. No, this is the future. This episode's airing next week. Was it announced 8 days ago or 9 days ago? I don't know, whenever this episode airs. We totally didn't record two episodes back to back.
No.
Ooh, no.
We would never do that.
I just love to wear this shirt for anybody who's watching the video.
I love to continue to stink. they just announced it's going to be on Disney Plus. So, what do you think? I mean, how are you feeling about that?
I think that if Omri Katz is not in it, I'm boycotting.
Do you think it's going to be good, though? Do you think it's worthy of a second one? Or is it going to ruin the first one?
So, having experienced Hocus Pocus for the very first time as a, wait, how old am I? Shoot, I almost said 32-year-old man, and then I realize I'm 34 years old.
Oh my god, that's
funny. I've actually, it's, time has no meaning. having experienced the movie for the first time as a 34-year-old man, I don't think it's anything special. I think that it has a substantial nostalgia goggles factor to it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if you,
yeah.
Like, and I know there's a lot of movies like that for me. Like,
well,
if
you
I
felt
have,
that way about Saved by the Bell when I gave it to you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there, and there's stuff that I go back and I watch it, and I'm like, this isn't good.
Why did
I love
it so much? Yeah.
No, but I love it because I loved it when I was a kid. Power Rangers, for instance, is not a...
Super cheesy.
It's so overacted,
and,
but then
and
again, it's
so
made,
fake, you know, fighting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's made for kids, so, like, you can understand that they're,
overacting,
like, emphasizing emotions for kids who don't have the emotional, like, capacity to understand. It has to be, oh, this is a bad guy, you know? But what was I saying? I started thinking
nostalgia
about Power Rangers.
Nostalgia goggles.
Yeah, there's nostalgia goggles for Hocus Pocus. And so I don't think the first one's that great. It's not bad. It was amusing. It was cute. But I think, I don't know, when you make a sequel to something like that, like 20 plus years later, it tends to not be great. Like, they just came out with the Coming to America, like the America sequel, and I've not heard good things about it. I haven't seen it myself, but it's just like, it's been so long.
I feel like some of this stuff, though, that they come out with it and it's kind of, it feels forced.
Right. That's, you're not making a sequel because the sequel is natural. You're making a sequel because the first one was popular and, you know,
and
like,
we
well, let's,
make some
let's
money.
Cash in on
yeah.
that now.
Yeah,
yeah, right. And of course, it's the big wave of 90s, 2000s nostalgia that's going on right now. So yeah, they're going to do it. And they've got Disney Plus, you know, where it's going to be really easy to release and distribute. Like I said, they've only confirmed the three sisters, Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and also the third one. And so if Omri Katz, who is the, what's his, Max, yeah. He was also in Erie, Indiana, which if you haven't watched that, oh my goodness. Speaking of early 90s television, that holds up really well. It's kind of like the Twilight Zone, but like with the same characters every week and... a little more kid-friendly,
mm-hmm.
but it's amazing. And it only ran for one season. It, like, bombed, but it's so good. But if, anyway, Marshall Teller was his name in that. If Marshall Teller is not in Hocus Pocus 2, then why would I watch it? That's
then,
how I feel.
Then what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's getting at. So
sorry, that was a lot of words.
No, that's something, you know, you were saying how you were Googling whatever.
Yeah.
I want to, did you Google Fresh Prince lately?
No. You told me about that in your text when you were like, here's what we're going to do. And I was like, I want to be surprised.
Yeah. So what you have to do, just watch this. So, and I'll put this on the screen so people can see what's going on. But when you go to Google and you click this license plate, and it's all stuff.
Oh, neat.
It's all stuff about Fresh Prince. But you know what's even better? It's like, you know, Bel Air's hypnotist and it's like the Banks mansion and whatever. But watch,
fresh.
Watch this, watch. Ready?
Yeah. That's
Jazz.
Being thrown out of the house.
Yep. Yeah. So, did you know that they only really shot that once? And
yes.
Every time.
They use the same clip every time.
It's the same
yep.
clip every single. And we never knew. We were so easily amused in the 90s.
Yeah. It was a simpler time.
It wasn't.
There wasn't as much
time.
Information available. You couldn't just go on Google and get cool things like that.
Yeah, we couldn't go on Google and be like, hey, wait a minute. They're using the same damn clip. You're chipping me.
Right, if you wanted to watch an episode of a TV show, you either had to tape it on your VCR or wait until it came on.
Did you ever know how to set a VCR? Because I definitely did.
That was like voodoo, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was also like little, so I learned how to program a VCR probably when I was in high school, you know, as we were moving towards DVR. But no, when I was a kid, no. It could have been a summoning ritual.
I was the queen.
As far as I was concerned.
I was the queen of setting the timer on the VCR because I never wanted to miss an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Friends or literally anything. I would, if it was on and I liked it, I didn't want to miss it. And, you know, once I got in high school, I was working and I would work like stupid hours at Burger King. So I was not missing anything. And yeah, I still actually have a lot of those videos that I taped. So like NSYNC appearances from TRL.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I would have my mom
all sorts of Hanson appearances because duh.
I would have my mom videotape every time Weird Al was going to be on a daytime talk show.
You know he's friends with Hanson, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
But it makes sense because of the hair.
Well, yes, but they've been friends since like 98.
Okay.
Because he was in their music video for River.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they did a whole thing, like it was all like a play on Titanic.
Okay.
So he plays one of the characters in like the opening montage in the beginning, and he's actually in their video for a song that came out in like 2011. So it's called Thinking About Something. And he's, like, wildly, crazily playing the,
accordion?
I don't think it's the accordion. I think it's the tambourine.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but you wouldn't even know it's him because he's, like, cut his hair and all these things. And he doesn't really look the same like he did when he had the wild and crazy curls and stuff. But I know you're a Weird Al fan.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You'll have to investigate.
I'm gonna. I did not even.
You had no idea that my boys are, like, you know, because
tight with my boy.
Yeah, I'm well. Also, like the guy from Fountains of Wayne with Tinted Windows,
yep.
And yeah. So there's a whole lot of stuff you just
there's
didn't know.
Everything's connected.
It's all
a small world. It really is.
It really is. Here's the other thing that I wanted to do with you, because we are both such, you know, like I said, nostalgic people. Mm-hmm. 90s, early 2000s. I wanted to like put something from the 90s, you know, like two things against each other.
Cool. I love that.
Yeah, and just like, you know, pick our favorites.
Let's do it.
Let's see if they're the same. All right.
Okay.
So this is going to involve like a lot of different things. Music, TV, movies, fads, all this stuff.
I like all of the things.
Okay. Let's see. Slap bracelets or parachute pants?
Slap bracelets.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. Yeah. Too much fun.
They hurt though.
They got banned.
They got banned for a while. They came back though for a second.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Britney or Christina?
Britney.
That was an easy one. I know.
Yeah,
Britney
okay.
for me too.
Of course.
But here's the thing. Baby One More Time album. Or Oops, I Did It Again.
Baby One More Time. Because, wait. Is Lucky on Oops, I Did It Again?
Yeah.
Oops, I Did It Again. Sorry. I'm sorry. That's the greatest Britney Spears song of all time. I had to stop myself there because I wasn't sure. I'm not like a Britney stan, but I was pretty sure that was on Oops, I Did It
Again.
But
listen, that's an autobiographical song. So.
Yeah.
You know, I think it makes sense for that to be her biggest, baddest song ever. Movies, Scream or I Know What You Did Last Summer?
I've never seen either, but I'm inclined to go with Scream because I know it's kind of not a parody, but like a deconstruction of the genre by
a little bit, yeah, by Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, no, but who's the guy who did it? Wes Craven.
Yeah, Wes Craven.
Yeah. So, and he's like famous for doing horror things. So, kind of the idea of turning
him
that
kind
on
of,
its head.
Yeah, poking
yeah,
fun.
I
at,
like
yeah,
that. I need to see
a,
it.
Yeah.
I
my God, dude, I've got all five upstairs.
But wait, Jennifer Love Pfefferman is in I Know What You Did Last Summer. Is it? Have you seen the episode of Boy Meets World where she's in it and she's Jennifer Love Pfefferman? That episode is so funny.
Oh, it's so funny.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Sorry for anybody who
yeah,
hasn't seen that.
I do. I'm kind of torn between these two, but I think I pick I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay.
I enjoy that cast a lot, and they didn't make a million sequels of it.
Only one. I still know what you did last
yeah.
year. I know of it.
Ooh.
I just haven't seen it.
We'll stay with the movies. 10 Things I Hate About You or Can't Hardly Wait?
Can't Hardly Wait. Greatest teen movie of all time. Like, okay, and let me go a little bit further on that, too. She's All That is also better than 10 Things I Hate About You. She's All That is, like, just underneath Can't Hardly Wait. 10 Things I Hate About You, I think, is intensely overrated. The only one that's maybe more overrated is Clueless. So.
I can agree with that. And you know what? I actually think I have them all on VHS in the other room.
Well, that's so 90s.
That's so 90s of me. You mentioned this show, Boy Meets World or Saved by the Bell?
Boy Meets World.
This might surprise you. I also pick Boy Meets World.
Really? That does surprise me.
I do.
Okay. I think Boy Meets World is genuinely really funny.
I think that it's a show that actually still kind of holds up. Mm. Like Saved by the Bell is very, very late 80s, 90s.
Yes. It's
very.
It's, what's the term? Not dated, but like, it's like a product of its time.
Yeah. And Boy Meets World is kind of like, certain sitcoms also hold up. Like, I feel like Friends holds up in a lot of ways. The Office probably does as well. I didn't really get into a lot of seasons of it.
Yes, it does.
So, you know, there's certain shows that, maybe not every episode, because there's always going to be something from it that's a little dated, you know, cell phone-wise or computer or whatever. But, you know, there's a lot of aspects of it that will always live long.
I think there are certain things that are timeless, and when your show conceptually revolves around those things, it's going to hold up better. Like, Boy Meets World is about growing up, right? Yeah, the Office is about like working in a work environment with an eclectic mix of people. Mm-hmm. Saved by the Bell is like, it's about high school.
But in the 90s,
yeah, right? So like that's
so it's a little different. Okay, this one, this is definitely timely. Well, timely for the time. Blockbuster or your hometown video store?
Hometown video store.
All the way,
Super
right?
Video was right around the corner. So we're talking the intersection of 155 and Central Ave. I think it's like a dental supply place right now. But I used to love going to the Super Video and picking, or RX Place was in the plaza next to Price Chopper right down Central in Colony, and that we used to rent videos from there. That wasn't like I think they were kind of a chain, but yeah, not Blockbuster basically is what I'm saying.
So I can't remember what was the portable Sega.
Game Gear.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Game Gear or Game Boy.
Okay, so Game Gear had a full-color backlit screen, which was ahead of its time.
Yes, it was.
But it was really big, really heavy, and because of that full-color backlit screen, it chugged batteries. Uh-huh. So I think as pros and cons all told, I gotta go with Game Boy. Plus, Pokemon was on Game Boy. So, I mean, how many times can I mention Pokemon in this episode?
I don't know, quite
a bit. At least once more, probably.
Probably. So, I have a funny story about the Game Gear, because my cousin had one. My cousin, only child like me, but didn't really like to share things. So he had it at my grandparents' house, and me and my other cousin were trying to just take a turn, you know, because we didn't have it. He did. Let us have a turn.
Yeah,
I'll let you play my Game Boy. It's fine. I was a little jealous because I wanted the color screen.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
He got so mad. He sprinted through the house, and he ran through the screen door of the patio. Broke it. Came right down. All because I wanted a turn at Sonic the Hedgehog. That's all it was.
Was the Game Gear safe?
The Game Gear was fine.
Okay,
yeah, because I was holding.
That's all. You can get a new screen door. You can't get a new Game Gear.
I mean, yeah, they were pretty expensive.
Yeah, they were.
Backstreet or NSYNC?
NSYNC. It's close, but NSYNC for me wins. I think Justin Timberlake is probably the most talented person out of both of those groups.
Mm-hmm.
So that really kind of gives it the edge.
I do pick NSYNC as well, but here's the thing. If I'm going for, like, super ballad, I'm gonna pick Backstreet.
Like, you got everybody, Backstreet's back. That's,
yeah.
That is a bop. It still slaps.
Yeah.
But then you go, like, you know, I want you back, NSYNC, and mm-hmm. you got, like, freaking Bye Bye Bye.
And it's gonna be May.
And their Christmas song, Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday. Like, that's...
But I'm also a fan. I'm gonna go for it. Dirty Pop. And like, you know, the Girlfriend remix. I love rapping that Nelly verse. I really do. I'm not going to do it right now. Don't put me on the spot. Because if you put me on the spot, I'm going to go blank. It's going to be awful. but there is my dough in sync. Yeah. So I'll have to do it sometime. We'll do karaoke. It'll be great. Let's see. What else is on this list? Well, I'll give you one more.
Give me all of them. I want it all. All
right. So this is going to be.
I can do quick.
Then versus now. Okay. So baggy jeans versus skinny jeans.
Oh, that's a tough one, actually, because I was very much into the baggy jeans. Well, okay, not like the Junko.
I was actually like, just going to say the Junko, whatever they were called.
JNCO. I don't know how you say it, but no, I did not.
Those shits were like,
that was a
they were
stupid
so
look.
Big.
It was always a stupid,
that skater
never
look.
Looked good.
Yeah, that was a skater look.
But I did like to wear my pants a little baggier, but now I wear skinny jeans just because I think it looks better. Not skinny, not we're not
by
talking
it,
like emo
he means
boy.
His rear.
Well, I mean, of course. Hold on. Do we need to give...
Give the visual.
No, these are cargo pants, so... But yeah, sorry. I hope I don't smell too bad.
No, I already told you that I do, so it's fine.
No, I nowadays I'll go skinny jeans, but back then I would have gone baggy. I would have 3 years ago. I would have been like, 4 years ago. I would have been like, I will never touch skinny jeans. But then I got a wardrobe makeover from Daryl, and I was like, well, actually, they look good.
And then all of a sudden, it was like, who is this?
Yeah,
this is
suddenly
not my
I
billion.
Was hot. I don't know. It was a she's all that moment. They
it
took
was.
My glasses off.
They did.
I grew a mustache, and here,
and here we here are. We are. Here we are. And then you started working out, and he's got guns. Like, he wears tank tops every once in a while now. I'm like, who are you? And look at those guns. They're lethal.
Yep.
Like, it's crazy. I'll give you two more.
Okay.
Family Matters or Full House?
Full House.
All right, that was.
I never really watched Family Matters, and I like Full House. That's I want to get them all. So give me a lightning round.
Yeah, but I really don't have any more.
Okay,
so there is no lightning round.
Oh, fine.
Coconuts with strawberries or
FYE. Because back in the day, there were many music stores.
Yeah, right. And they all
really were bought up by FYE.
Yeah, pretty much.
But if you think, back in the day, it was like, yeah, it was like Media Play.
Oh, Media Play!
I loved Media Play.
I loved Media Play. Oh, wow. I mean, I would lean towards FYE just because that's all that exists now. But I love Media Play so much. So I'm going to say Media Play, even though that wasn't actually an option.
Technically, it's an option because it was really like any other music store or FYE. Because there were so many of them back in the day.
Yeah.
And I missed them all. You know, and you know what? I can't even say that I like FYE anymore.
No.
Because the ones that are by us are... The one in Colony Center is freaking awful.
Yeah, the selection is
it's
super
literally
limited.
T-shirts and, like, foreign candy. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, foreign candy.
It's
they have the whole foreign candy section.
It's pop figures,
t-shirts,
and... Do you want to
buy some Japanese gummies? Well, by golly, I got a store for you. They used to sell music. Now they sell candy.
They got your K-pop.
Yeah, jeez.
And they got your Japanese candy, so it's all good. So yeah, that's where our game ends, William.
I did it. I won.
You won. I was going to ask you like Pogs or Magic cards, but like, I already know the answer.
Oh yeah. Magic cards or Pokemon cards.
Yeah. I'll pick Pogs. Both of those things. When I was in sixth grade, they both got banned from school.
I think
for gambling purposes. Oh, they looked at it like gambling.
It's Penny. I was like, what is that noise?
Come here.
There's an animal in the studio.
We got a cameo here this episode as well as last. We got the little puppy dog. She's had a haircut. She's been very
looking,
overheated.
She's looking fine.
Yeah, looking fine, girl. Fine. Well, Billion, thank you for being a part of the pod.
Thank you for bringing me into your pod.
Yeah, anytime. You know,
pod spelled backwards is DOP. Remember that.
Because that's important. So we were just playing that game, going back and forth of like this or that, basically, of the 90s and 2000s. And I had a couple that I wanted to throw out to you. Please answer these on the Hello From Mars podcast, Instagram, or Facebook pages. But ready? Surge or Crystal Pepsi? I think I would pick Surge. There's more caffeine involved. It's not like a weird, clear color. Like, it's green. It makes me feel like I sucked up something from Ninja Turtles. But Surge or Crystal Pepsi, those are your options. Next one is going to be Gushers or Fruit by the Foot. I mean, now I'm just diving right into your, you know, elementary middle school lunches. That's what I'm doing. Gushers or Fruit by the Foot. The last one, Lunchables or Dunkaroos. Now, I know that Bill would easily pick Lunchables, but I got to tell you, Dunkaroos are back. So clearly we know what I'm going to pick. I'm also going to go eat these now. So go ahead. You can answer those final pieces of this episode by going to the Hello From Mars podcast, Instagram, or Facebook. We got a brand new episode that's going to be coming out next week. So I'll talk to you then. And yeah. Oh, I'm going to go pick these up now. Okay.